Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1349. The topic is training, and the title is, Do Belts, Sleeves, Straps, and Wraps Make You Weaker? A little bit of a tongue twister there. So we had a listener send in kind of like a comment and a little bit of a question, and they bought a new belt for strongman training. When they took the belt into the gym, I don't know if they were showing it off or talking to people about the belt, but somebody, he said, who wasn't a part of his training group, came over and told him that his purchase was stupid and a waste of money, and that belts would only make him weaker if he were to train with it. The listener then says, like, I know that isn't true, but I also want to know if that isn't true, which I thought was funny wording. So the common way to look at this is, you know, do the strongest people in the world wear these things? Yes. So they're probably not going to make you weaker. If the strongest people in the world wear belts, then you're probably fine wearing a belt. You'd be, I don't know if you're ever going to find, especially in like common day strongman, but if you go to World's Strongest Man, like, and you watch the events and stuff, they're all wearing belts. Absolutely. So no, that is absolutely not going to reduce or take away strength. When it comes to like straps, power lifters use wrist straps all the time to help hold on to weight for deadlifts. And people are like, well, you know, is that going to make their grip weaker? Hell no. people, you know, power lifters or strongmen or people who squat heavy, even Olympic lifters, they'll wear like light wraps around their knees. Does that make your knees weak? No. So generally, none of these supporting kind of products are going to make you weaker. Let's just kind of look a little bit at what they do. So wrist straps, which is something that goes around your wrist and then it wraps around like a bar or a dumbbell or a handle, something you're holding on to. And it essentially just gives you extra grip strength. The point of that is if you're doing an exercise such as deadlifts, whether it's a heavy deadlift or high rep deadlifts, if your grip fails, meaning like muscular wise your grip fails first, then it's the only thing that was maximally stimulated. Meaning, let's say you do a, you know, a set of deadlifts and you're like, well, okay, let's go a couple examples because now my brain's kind of running everywhere. If I'm doing like a set of 10 on deadlifts to really build a ton of mass, reinforce technique, just kind of challenge myself mentally, but at 7, the bar slips out of my hand. I would have trained my grip 100%, but my back muscles, my hamstrings, my glutes, my core, all those muscles maybe could have done a couple more reps. So they only get stimulated maybe 70, 80%. They never get fully 100% stimulated. So using straps to help your grip ensures that then you can go to the failure of some other muscle and get maximal stimulus out of the desired muscles you actually want. Same thing with like doing heavy deadlifts. If you do double overhand deadlifts, and that's like without a hook, not a hook grip, just literally just double overhand deadlift, you will fail at your grip capacity before your actual deadlift capacity, like the muscles that deadlift the weight. That's why in powerlifting or Olympic lifting, people use hook grip, or they'll use what's called a mixed grip, where one hand's overhand, one's hand underhand, because it aids the grip strength so they can then better train their deadlift-specific muscles. So that's kind of what wrist straps are for. They help you strengthen your grip. They give you an extra strength to your grip so you can better maximize the stimulus of some other muscles that you want. The question then is, well, will your grip still get stronger? Yeah, you're only going to use straps when you need them. And if you're worried about it, just add extra grip exercise. You can do a small grip exercise on another day of training very easily in between other exercises. So for example, like our biceps are involved in back exercises, but we often still do bicep curls. So our grip can be involved in our deadlift, even if we're using straps. Something has to still hold on to the strap, right? So your grip muscles are still involved, but if you're worried, you can throw in some grip-specific exercises as well. There's many people I know that do not train their grip specifically, and they have exceptional, exceptional grip strength. I remember my dad, I was laughing one time. We were at the gym. My dad does not actually normally lift weights. He helps me make equipment in the gym. We've actually made over 100 modifications to equipment in our gym. He's flat out made a belt squat from scratch. So he's exceptionally intelligent when it comes to exercise equipment and welding and whatnot and mechanics and just understanding how things will move. But he doesn't lift weights. But he's always been like kind of active with like manual labor type, like excavating type work. So he can move a heavier wheelbarrow than I can, even though I can deadlift more than he can. So he's very like dad strength kind of stuff. And I remember one time somebody at the gym was struggling to deadlift, and my dad, the bar was crooked or it was off path. So he just picked up the bar and put it where it should be. But he just double overhand picked up 405 and put the bar back down. And then he kind of looked at me and I looked at him like, number one, I was impressed because that was pretty badass considering he doesn't lift weights. And number two, I felt bad for the person who was struggling to lift it at all because my dad just walked over, double hand, picked it up and moved it. I was like, damn, you know, like ouch for them and then pretty cool for my dad. You can have exceptional grip without actually doing grip-specific stuff. Like, I've deadlifted 700 pounds, and I don't do any specific grip work whatsoever. So, you know, if you're worried about it, add grip-specific stuff, but you definitely don't need to avoid straps forever because you're just never going to then maximally stimulate the actual muscles you want. As for belts, sleeves, and wraps, they're mostly meant to just increase stabilization strength around a joint. They just add to the strength of like your natural stabilizers. So they will not like decrease the activation of your stabilizers, your natural ones, like your muscles that stabilize. They're just going to add to the strength of those. And it just helps protect you in case you were to kind of fail muscularity-wise in your own stabilizational muscles. These things can keep you safe if those muscles fatigue. So if I'm doing high-rep squats, and we'll just go like deadlifts maybe, like high-rep deadlifts without a belt on, and then all of a sudden, you know, my hips posteriorly rotate, my lower back super-duper rounds, like my lumbar spine rounds, I can get a disc injury. Whereas if I have a belt on, it better protects me if the muscles get so fatigued my form goes to crap, or maybe I just don't have very good coordination with technique. So I think I'm in a good position, but it actually looks like crap. I just don't know enough to know that. You know, wraps and straps and belts and stuff can help protect you, especially as you're learning technique. Now, the other question is, do knee wraps make your knees weaker? No. They just add to the ability of your knees. So when people say like, oh, you know, if you squat with knee wraps, it can add like 80 pounds to your squat. Does that mean then that your knees are being less worked? No. You're actually just adding something to the knees that pushes the strength above what the knees would do on their own. But the knees will still be very well stimulated throughout the lift, and they're not going to get weaker. So in general, all of these supports have purposes, but none of these supports take away from your body's own ability. You're still going to be kind of using your own muscles, and then all of these supports are just kind of adding to what your muscles can do. So how do you manage these, like when you do big lifts? For example, in squats, it's common for people to wear, if they wear knee sleeves during squatting, they'll tend to just kind of put them on right from the get-go. So they'll start squatting even at just the bar with their knee sleeves on. Some people wait and slide them on, you know, as they get to maybe like 50, 60, 70% of what their working weight's going to be. But typically you want to put the sleeves on a little early to allow some blood flow and like heating up of the joint underneath the sleeve. Now, I do delay when people put sleeves on, if they're brand new as like lifters, they're brand new to sleeves. I might have them train for a little while without sleeves just to kind of identify if there's weaknesses around the knees. We can just kind of build up those tissues. But at a point, their knees ability to stabilize and stay in a good position is going to be a limiter factor for all the other muscles. At that time, you can add sleeves. So until it's a limiting factor, I wouldn't really worry about the sleeves. You can add them. And then there are light sleeves for like training sleeves, which is like kind of like what CrossFit athletes and some Olympic lifters will use. And then there's actual like crazy hardcore, super strong, super thick sleeves that powerlifters use. And powerlifters, there's difference of opinions and everything. Some people will train with the strongest stuff they have available to them at all times. Some people train with like just training sleeves, like Ray-Ban, like kind of like light sleeves, and then they'll save their aggressive ones for competition. Some people don't compete with sleeves at all. So it's a little bit of kind of like how you feel. But in general, they're to help with kind of blood flow and kind of feeling like the knees are warmed up and a little bit supported while you do movements. It's really kind of hit and miss. If you like them, if you want to use them, give them a try. But you can kind of just play with that. They're not something you absolutely 100% need, but they are nice to have if you do a lot of high-frequency movements that involve your knees, like CrossFit, because it increases blood flow and it just kind of helps with longevity of joint health. Now, you would then typically add a belt when you squat. If you do add a belt, people tend to add it. If they're working up to like really heavy max efforts, they'll add it around 80% of whatever weight they're going to get to. That might be plus or minus for some people, but just to give you a ballpark. So if I'm working up to, a 300-pound squat, I might put the belt on around 240 and then have it for 240, maybe do a, another warm-up set around 270 with the belt on, and then maybe I'll go to 300. If you're doing high reps, people will tend to put the belt on even if it's a little bit lighter, just to help protect yourself in case the supporting muscles get fatigued during the high reps. Some people do wear wrist straps when they squat. That is kind of put on as preference. So as you get heavier and heavier, you feel like your wrist is a little slightly annoyed, put the strap on. So that way you can kind of have protection around that joint if you feel like you need it. Bench, again, wrist straps. Wrist wraps. People will tend to kind of put wrist wraps on. And that's what I meant for squat. Dang it, anyhow. I am so sorry. I hate when I get words wrong. But people don't usually wear wrist straps that actually help your grip when they squat. That would be weird. They would use wrist wraps, which is something that just kind of protects your wrist joint and keeps it straight, or gives it kind of more support in a bent position. So wrist wraps are what you would use if you want to in a squat, and then wrist wraps are what you use in a bench press. And people don't typically put those on until you get to around 80%. Or if you're doing high reps, maybe they'll put them on just to help with support against fatigue. Belts. Typically, you don't see people wear belts when they bench press unless they're lifting with a bench shirt, because the belt helps kind of hold the shirt down and kind of in place. But if you're a raw lifter, like you don't use a bench shirt, typically you don't see a lot of people use belts. Some people will use a belt because they like the cueing of kind of pushing their ribs and stomach up into the belt, which maintains a good position. That's all just preferential, just whatever you think you need or if you want it. Also, deadlifts. When you're doing deadlifts, people usually only use straps when they feel like their grip is fatiguing and it's becoming a limiting factor. You would then put wrist straps on. You don't need to use wrist wraps when you deadlift. That they're not really necessary and they don't really serve any purpose. Belt, again, that's kind of put on typically around 80% and or for like high reps. We do have a past podcast, number 306, the training podcast titled Should I Wear a Lifting Belt? And that one answers whether you should wear a belt. And it kind of depends on what type of lifting you're doing. Are you doing powerlifting, strongman, aesthetic athletes? Are you a sport athlete? General fitness? What are you lifting for? And then it provides the answer in that. So that's podcast 306. So in general, do belts, sleeves, straps, and wraps make you weaker? No. They don't. You would just use them when they're kind of appropriate, when you need them for whatever the purposes are. But no, they will not make you weaker. The strongest freaking people in the world use them, so I think it's okay. Now, I love that people send in questions, so thank you to the listener who sent this question in. If anybody else wants to send in questions, please do. Always feel welcome. I appreciate it. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Well, if you like today's podcast or podcast in general, please consider sharing the podcast. You can share it on social media. That's the best way to reach the most amount of people. But you can also just share it in a conversation with a friend. If you just want, if they're asking questions, encourage them to reach out and we'll make up a podcast. The more people we share it with, the more people can help. And that's the whole goal. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, the people who financially support the podcast, which you can now do so through our website. We have a link for a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation. We really appreciate the support. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, even on weekends. I love doing this, and I would love to keep it for free and keep it daily. And the financial support is really the only way to make that make sense. So thank you very, very much for all of your support. I truly appreciate it. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.